The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Once again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. As a matter of fact, at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, between 8 and 9 to be exact, there's going to be a brand new landing page. Go ahead and check that out and give us your feedback if you might. We appreciate all of your feedback. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's interesting, friends. I want to highlight this real quick. Been getting a lot of calls and having lots of conversations with people that have conservative outlets, and they are being vetted. Someone behind the scenes, friends, is retarding traffic flow. And, folks, that is illegal in this country, but we're hearing about this more and more. Now, on a personal note, if you go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, you'll see that I have over 350,000 friends. And interestingly enough, you get your weekly update from Facebook, and they'll tell you your traffic flow. And what was of interest to me, friends, is I noticed that when we first started out, how many years back, I started out with about a 3 million a week outreach. That was my flow. That was my traffic flow. Now they have actually cut my traffic flow to less than 900,000 people a week. And, again, I have 350,000 friends on there, and someone is no doubt, no question, retarding our growth. Now, I do want to let you know, too, as well, that we have contacted other people with other outlets, and they're saying the exact same thing that I am right now, friends. We're seeing that these outlets, friends, I talked to some major ones today as well as some minor ones, not so big. And what happens is they begin to retard the growth or the traffic concerning those pages, friends, and it does have everything in the world to do with growth, by the way. And what will happen is they'll just turn around, do an article on it, and they say that will pull down whatever they're doing behind closed doors concerning their traffic flow. Well, I want to take it a step further because, again, justice is the guardian of liberty. And the only way that we can actually bring forth justice in this country is a lawsuit. So if you are out there right now and you know that this sort of stuff is happening, I don't care if it's Google, it's Facebook, wherever it may be coming from, and you know that they are actually vetting or they're retarding traffic to conservative outlets, friends, which is illegal. It's a violation of Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights. I want you to let us know because we're all considering right now a class action lawsuit. And this is what needs to happen because most people will just sit out there and complain about what's going on, friends. But when it has everything in the world to do, whether you survive or you sink or you swim, friends, I'll tell you what, you have to stand up and do something about the issues at hand. Again, keep in mind, this is illegal, but they're doing it anyways, friends. And again, I want to let you know across the boards, I'm hearing from conservative and Christian outlets that their flow, their traffic flow is being restricted by the likes of Twitter, by the likes of Facebook, by the likes of Google, other outlets as well, friends, and other Google search. They're retarding flow. And again, we need to deal with the issues at hand. America, I want to tell you this. They're trying to put out your light, America. You need to understand they're trying to put out your light. They're trying to control everything that you get. Because the internet is supposed to be unrestricted, this is where people are flying to right now to get their information, because the state-controlled narrative now has less than a 6% approval rating. I wanted you to know that's what's going on out there, friends. I also want to let you know, too, when we first started this website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we were ranked number 16. 16,000 the very first quarter, which was 3 months into it, the very first quarter, we were ranking 16,000 in the United States of America. For some reason or another, after they started to restrict my flow, now we're number 38,000 in the United States of America. So it should tell you where things are going. And it's also interesting to note, when you look at the likes of MSNBC or CNN, where their ratings could not get any lower than a snake's belly, for some reason they go up in the Alexa Google search. So you do need to understand, friends, your enemies are at work trying to put out the light. Don't let them put out the light. And one more posted script, again, just as a reiteration here, I want you to understand that if you know of this happening across the boards, we're considering a class action lawsuit. And this is how we have to send the message, so be it, because we understand justice is the guardian of liberty. Hey, friends, I also want to tell you, go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook, WE, or my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, and like it. BradleyDean1, WE, Bradley, WE, Dean1 on my Twitter account. And again, if you'd like to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com or Sons of Liberty Media, do understand this is the information that they do not want you having. You do need to understand that this is what this is all about, okay? And again, what they're doing is illegal big time. Friends, is it not interesting that men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks? Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again, poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. Guess where we're going today, friends? We're going right back to that. And why is that? Well, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you're going to understand why, because no wonder Washington, D.C. doesn't change. 79 members of Congress have been in office for at least 20 years. And folks, I've highlighted the crimes of these congressmen and these senators. America, we are where we're at today because, America, you've let it come to this. And if you want your children to be enslaved, then just keep going. Keep turning the other cheek. Because, America, I want to say something to you. You're doing a good job of turning the other cheek. You're doing a good job of watching a criminal administration attack you at every given step to enslave your children. Even so far as to normalize pedophilia, friends. We're seeing that in North Carolina right now. The federal government just came about, friends, as you well know, and said, you know what, you better let that pedophile, that felon, Chad Severance, go ahead and have his way in North Carolina concerning the general neutral bathrooms there. And if you don't let him do that, guess what we're going to do, friends? We're going to come in, said the federal government, which is not American government, by the way. Their purpose is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate what God condemns. But the administration said basically that if you don't open up the bathrooms to both sexes and make your children a prey, hey, we want to let you know that we're going to cut all funding, all of your tax dollars, we're going to freeze them up, North Carolina, and we're going to withhold them from you. Now, friends, are they the ones that are working for those tax dollars, or is it you that's working for those tax dollars? And maybe the federal government should understand that they're a creature of the state, not the other way around. And America, just to show you what I'm talking about, read Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights and you'll understand who's violating the law here.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
You know, I want people, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want people to understand, and I know why people listen to this radio show, is because you want to come watch me burn. See, I set myself on fire every morning, said John Wesley, so the world can come watch me burn. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, folks. How is it America has become what it is becoming today? I mean, look at where we're at today. I mean, the unthinkable is taking place. You're watching the federal government, not American government, make a prey out of your children. And they are threatening states that are protecting the children, the innocent, in the bathrooms, friends, saying to the states, namely North Carolina, either you accept what we're doing here, because, folks, what they're doing is they're showing you who they are. They are the pedophiles. Check out Conspiracy of Silence. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Forcing states to accept gender-neutral bathrooms, friends, in North Carolina, and knowing all the well the one that's heading it up is a child pedophile. He's a felon. And see, what they do is they got the American people with eyes off, sleight of hand, getting you asking the wrong questions, friends, getting your eyes off of the fact that they have a felon, a pedophile, leading up the bill. Who else would do something like that, America? But here, this is my point. The federal government says, either you do what we say or else. Really? Hey, friends, tell me if this sounds familiar. Here's the Bill of Rights, Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Hey, folks, what you're seeing, listen carefully, is un-American government. This is tyranny, friends. What's happening in the United States of America would have never, ever happened 240 years ago in this country. You have tolerated, you have far surpassed toleration, friends, concerning violations and transgressions from the government than our forefathers ever dreamed of. In America, let me say this. I love you enough to tell you this. You should be ashamed of what you've tolerated. every step of the way. And I want to ask the question, how is it, America, that if the federal government is a creation of the states, how is it that the federal government comes in and tells the states what they're supposed to do? You have it backwards, America. You have it completely backwards every step of the way. And yet you put up with this. How is it that you lightly esteem the God of your salvation? How is that working out for America? Hey, America, it says in Malachi 2:2, it says, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings, and I have cursed them already because you do not, America, lay it to heart. You don't. If you did, every single one of these corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C. and throughout the United States of America would be behind bars at least today, friends, at least. That's a fact. And I'll tell you what, if you advocated what the government is advocating, you'd be thrown in prison for a long time. That is the definition, P.S., of tyranny itself. Read Malachi 2:2 when you get a moment, friends. I want to tell you this, too. In a couple minutes, we're going to get over to, yesterday we were talking about, where are the cowards now? Those that rose up against my prayer in Jesus' name at the state capitol in Minnesota. Every single one of them is gone, friends. Every single one of them is gone. Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Neither should you be. And I want to tell you something as well, new listeners. Do keep in mind that men don't follow titles, they follow courage. And when you follow the Christ, I'll tell you what, strong will be your confidence. And your righteousness will be found to be bold as lions. Read Proverbs 28 when you get a moment. Yesterday when we were talking about what was going on at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota in 2011, well, I shared the prayer with you. I prayed it in Jesus' name. I was honoring the veterans and the forefathers, and I was telling you what was on the state capitol buildings. And they rose up, and within 10 minutes, there was 2,000 outlets attacking me for everything I didn't say. For everything I didn't say. That's how these criminals operate, friends. There's no truth in them. You need to understand that. And it doesn't fare for them too well in the end. Now, does it? That's what I'm going to highlight today. That's what I'm going to highlight today. I'm going to show you the history of men that dared at every step to stand up against God and His anointed. The history is not good. It never has been, and it never will be. Okay? I also want to say, yesterday I had said Kurt Zellers, he was the Speaker of the House. You want to talk about a coward and a half, friends. I'm telling you. Well, Kurt Zellers is the one that came out against me. He denounced me. He denounced me for reasons I have no idea why. One of his friends, Tom Emmer, who is now in Congress in D.C., had told me personally he was angry with Zellers for what he did. And the dummy, Kurt Zellers, didn't realize that we're a Tea Party favorite across the country. So he stepped in it in more ways than one, let me tell you what. But yesterday I said Kurt Zellers was running for the governorship of the United States. Forgive me. Do forgive me. My wife told me this. I said, did I really say that? She said, yeah. I said, I never make mistakes. I thought I did once, but I was wrong. She said, you're right. And of course, I'm totally playing, friends. But do forgive me for that error. He was running for the governorship of the state of Minnesota. He was running for the governorship of the state of Minnesota. Just wanted to clarify that. Just wanted to clarify. I want to highlight one more thing before we get over to the topic here. You know, friends, how the government has been attacking your right to bear arms. Again, read the Bill of Rights, Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia. America, you are the militia, being necessary to, by the way, you can check out federal code for the new listeners. You are the militia. And notice the state-controlled narrative is to set you as the enemy of the state. Why would you be the enemy of the state? Well, let me ask you the question, America. Who's killed more people than the state? Let me say that again. Who's killed more people than the state? Look at the history of the world over the last 6,000 years. Who's killed more people than the state? Let me ask you something. Why is it the state is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks? Why are they at work trying to disarm you, friends, 24-7? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's interesting because when you talk to, you know, when I talk to my cousin or you talk to someone that you know that was around in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even early 80s, this was unheard of. Until the UN started sticking its nose in. As a matter of fact, if you go to the UN, you'll notice they have a little handgun with the nozzle. It's tied in a knot. But it's also interesting to note their hypocrisies because if you try to go inside of the building, they have armed guards protecting the criminals that are trying to disarm you. They're protecting them against you. But again, if you read Amendment 2, it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be friends. Well, you know, most of the time when these people are the ones that are trying to say, you know, we need to disarm people for the security of the people that we serve, really? Well, then why is it that you're armed? Furthermore, what's the history of the state? Who's killed more people than the state? Nobody. There's your answer. Nobody. Then why is it the state trying to disarm you today? Well, they got to protect the people, say they. Really? These are the same people that want to protect you that actually sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. See, they're protecting themselves against you, friends. They want you disarmed so they can go ahead and do what they will at will without any interference or resistance from the American people. That's what this is all about. And furthermore, what was the purpose our forefathers armed us in the first place? In case our government went bad. Is your government going bad, America? Let's start calling it for what it is. Let's quit mincing words, America. Is your government going bad today? Then why are they trying to disarm you, America? And you're going to trust their intent? Yet they're the ones that commit more crime than anybody else, namely the murder of their subjects throughout the history of mankind? The state is responsible for that. And by the way, today, at the present, it's the state that's responsible for trying to disarm you today. Well, Bradley, you know, they just, you know, they're never going to get their way. Really? How is it that they've gotten this far? I want you to hear that again, friends. These are the people that are saying that they want to make sure that their subjects are saved. Their subjects, that's how they would have it in their demigod minds. When in fact they have it backwards. They work for you. Remember? They derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, not the other way around. Oh, when America gets a hold of that, it's all over with. But you haven't been taught that. Hey, friends, Connecticut Democrats. Here, let me say it this way. Connecticut criminals passed gun confiscation legislation in their state. Just posted. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, May 6, 2016, Connecticut Democrat criminals pass gun confiscation legislation. I'm going to highlight it right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I am sorry I did not put the number out there, 1-866-582-9933. If you're as angry as I am about what's going on in this country, folks, it's time to stand up. And by the way, anger is good as long as it's righteous. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I was sharing with you right before the break, friends, Connecticut criminals passed gun confiscation legislation. Just posted, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know all those times that the conservatives have been mocked for arguing that Democrats were trying to take guns away from Americans? Well, friends, you know, they've been labeled as the conspiracy theorists or they're fear-mongering or whatever the case is. Well, it turns out that they were right all along. Of course we are. Of course we are. This is, folks, they're just doing what criminals do. They're acting out. They're a bunch of little, they're a bunch of grown-ups that have never grown up, friends. They're growing the other direction. Rather than growing up, they're growing down. They're hell-bound. In America, we don't have to let them spread their filth and their lawlessness. The way we deal with that is by dealing with them. Legislators in Connecticut just passed legislation that would allow authorities to confiscate the guns and ammunition of anyone, of anyone, of anyone who is accused of domestic abuse. Really? Should I pull out their records for you, friends? Come on. Connecticut's horrible governor, Daniel Malloy, is expected to sign the bill into law. Friends, this runs counter to the Bill of Rights. Do you not understand the difference here, America? See, now at this point, when he grabs the pen and he begins to sign, he should be impeached right on the spot and charged for his crimes against we the people. Well, what do you mean, Bradley? Well, let me take it back to this. How many men and women fought, bled, and died to give you the rights that governors like this are attempting to strip away from you, America? Why is it that you tolerate the very ideologies that our veterans fought, bleeding, and dying against? This is communism, friends. That's what this is. The bill was approved 23-13 after a 2¾-hour debate in which Republicans failed in three attempts to amend it. Folks, you don't need to amend the bill. Don't you understand? These individuals that are in office, let me say it this way, representatives, again, regardless in what capacity they serve in, all the way up to the President of the United States, to the military, to judges, folks, to legislative, executive, to the judicial branches, friends. I don't care where they're at. They are not above the law. Have you not seen the videos, friends, of communities actually standing up against corrupt officials in their communities? Folks, I'll tell you what, that's the message you need to send. I remember back in Iowa sometime back, they were going to go ahead and try to jam homosexual marriage down the throats of the individuals in the state of Iowa. The people in Iowa stood up and they removed the judges. That's how you send the message. And by the way, you have the right to do it. Not only that, but you have the duty and the obligation of doing so. Read the Declaration of Independence. Wow. Friends, I'm not talking to a third world country. I'm talking to you. And friends, let me also bring this into the equation too. If what I was saying right now about a third world dictator over in some third world nation, you would look at our president and our government to go deal with him, to unseat him, and to unthrow him, which, by the way, is not the American government's job to police the world. But you would be decrying. You would be saying, hey, someone's got to go deal with that tyrant. Well, let me tell you something, friends. The tyrants that I'm talking about are in your backyard. Now what? You're just going to turn the radio off? You're just going to turn the television up? You're just going to go to the next football game and just act like they're just going to go away? Because they're not. They're becoming emboldened, friends. They're becoming emboldened day by day. And I want to tell you something, America. This is an un-American government. This is an American government. You need to understand that. That's all you have to do is take 20 minutes and say thank you to the veterans as to what they died magnifying. Read the founding documents and you will find out who the criminals are. And yet the American people roll over in the face of what our veterans fought, bleeding, and dying against. That's what sickens me more than anything. You know what else sickens me too is how people just talk about the Constitution. You know what else sickens me about how people just talk about the Word of God? But they will throw all duty off. They won't talk about what needs to get done, because if they do that, then they become too radical. Hey, America, keep in mind what the Navy SEAL said about his daddy. Never live your life where your enemies don't fear you. And remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty, a filial fear. It can be diabolical if they so choose that. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Why are people afraid of the government? Because you have tyranny, and you know what I say is right, and you know what I say is true. You know, and you get these idiots, these constitutionalists out there, which, by the way, I am. But you know what? They are their clouds without rain. They have nothing behind them except words. Oh, you know, the government's doing this. And the government's doing that. Oh, and look at those guys out there that are actually standing up and protesting. And they're actually, well, they actually believe what they say. You know, and then they condemn them. You know, I was just having a conversation yesterday, a little trail off of that trail. Just yesterday, just talking about who the problem in this country is. Folks, it's not the left. They're criminals, friends. It's the right. It's the conservatives. It's the church in America. Jesus said, beware of the leaven, the hypocrisies of the Herodians, government doctrine, government hypocrites. Remember, they were along with the lynching of Jesus Christ too, because they were the ones crying out with the religious Pharisees, the religious people of the day, when they said, away with him, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Now, they'll just complain about him, but they won't do anything about it. But I'll tell you what, Caesar will do something about you. We can see right now, friends, in America, you have lawless criminals in governments in Connecticut that just passed gun confiscation legislation. To anybody they deem, just like the federal government is, to your veterans when they come back. Because somehow or another, you have swallowed or the pill, or you've drank the Kool-Aid that they have to offer to you. That for some reason, it's okay for our veterans, talking to the veterans now, it's okay for the veterans to go fight crime in other countries on the behalf of criminals in their own backyard. Unconstitutional wars. It's okay for them to fight the unconstitutional wars of the above said, namely the White House and his administration. It's okay to go fight their unconstitutional wars for some drug war that you're not told about, or oil war that you're not told about. But when they come back home, for some reason, they're just deemed unworthy. There's something wrong with them now to actually bear arms. Well, let me tell you something, every American, you have a right that God gave you to bear arms. And what you'll find, more than you will not find, 9 times out of 10, I would give it 10 for 10, but I need to do a little background search on this, but I know I'm right in what I'm saying, folks. The people that are doing this to you are the ones that are trying to destroy your country. Why else would they disarm your veterans? Why else would they try to disarm you, America? Especially, hey, folks, just to prove the point, Barack Hussein Obama last week is sending more Navy SEALs overseas, is he not? And what's happening? He's sending more anti-American, anti-Christian Muslims into the United States at the same time. This is called perfect judgment, Malachi 2:2. It's perfect judgment. It's perfect judgment. America, how do you feel sorry for people that don't care themselves? They that observe lying vanities, you forsake your own mercies. How does somebody feel sorry for this country when you allow corruption in government to do the things that they do, not only to other countries, but also unto themselves, speaking to you, America? Come on. Let's start talking like our forefathers. Let's start acting like our forefathers. And I'm not talking about just in the natural. I'm talking about the Black Robe Regiment. I'm talking about the patriarchs. They didn't put up with this. They didn't put up with this, America. But I wanted to let you know that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It was just posted. You know, it's also interesting to note what was just posted yesterday, too, is Muslim convert CIA director, the stooge, John Brennan. He claims, friends, that those classified pages of the 9/11 report contain uncorroborated, unvetted information. He's protecting the Saudis, friends, concerning their crimes against we the people. Of course, oil connections, friends. Did you hear what I said? The CIA director that is a Muslim stooge. He's defending them. He's in your country. These are these burned hippies, friends, from the 60s and the 70s that are now ruling the roost because you're letting them do it. Because nobody in this country has a right to rule anybody's roost. First and foremost, friends, they can't even rule their own roost. You have a president that's not even run a candy store successfully, but yet you're letting him run your country into the ground. And you know he's doing it on purpose. You know he's doing it on purpose. One more. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to let you know those billions Obama gave to Iran. You might want to check it out and see where those your tax dollars went, folks, and what it's supporting. You might be a little jacked about that. Oh, and also keep in mind Donald Trump running neck and neck with Hillary Clinton in the latest national poll. Hey, friends, who said so? We've talked about that enough. Go ahead and do some downloads on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Today I wish I had 2 or 3 hours. I really wish I had 2 or 3 hours. I have so much content. And I'm telling you, we're written epistles for all men to read. I'm talking about what's in my heart. Let me just say something really quick, because I got to get to this as quick as possible. When I was talking about those constitutionalists that they make the video and they sit there and whine about how everything is bad, and, you know, they're willing to go just about an inch forward, but if it gets a little too hot, then they'll reel in real quick. They're worthless is what I'm saying, right? Both on the side of the Christians and the conservatives, right? But I want to let you know what I meant, because I always back everything up with Scripture. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Where's the life? Where's the overcoming? Because I'm not getting their vibe. I'm getting their vibes, friends. And I want to tell you, their vibes aren't the ones that I want. Because it's hopelessness. I'm sick and tired of people that offer hopelessness. It shows you where you have your eyes. Your eyes aren't fixed on the Christ, I can tell you that right now. So, anyways, let's get over to this, okay? Your last segment here. You say you don't believe in the Bibles, going out from yesterday's show. This is what I was setting up for this show. You say you don't believe in the Bible, those that touch the Lord's anointed. What is the history of them, man? Well, look at history and see if the law is not true. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but was drowned himself. Sultan Bayazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. See, God is not mocked. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians soon after a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. See, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Yeah, I'm going to get to that in just a moment, right? See, everybody thinks that poor Jesus, poor little weak, you know, trembling, effeminate Jesus on the cross. Oh, no, folks, that's not the God of the Bible at all. Going on, Valiens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to the sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where, guess what, friends? He was burnt alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Wow, man. Sounds like they fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. Yep. Do you remember Ahithophel who actually gave counsel to wipe out David concerning the takeover from Absalom? Do you remember what happened there, friends? Remember he took his counsel when it was denounced by Absalom and he went home and he hung himself? Kind of reminds me of the Judas, the son of perdition, that actually betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Did you know that his insides gushed out when he hung himself, friends? Did you know that? Because you can find that in the Bible if you read it through. It's not a good direction for people to go. And by the way, that's why your enemies are trying to overthrow your Christian heritage. And really what it comes to, friends, is who do you believe more? The liar or the God that cannot lie? It's immutable, his counsel is, friends. His word is immutable. It's unchangeable. And it's infallible. Mary Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, the poor people, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She couldn't endure the sight of those miserable ones, said the elitist. Let me say something to you, elitist. That which is highly esteemed is an abomination in the sight of God. And let me tell you what, you are an abomination in the sight of his kids as well. You sicken me to the core. You think you're above the rest of us? You might want to read who thought he was above the rest of us as well and how that worked out for him in the end. Read Isaiah 14. Going back to Maria Antoinette, soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. These are the ones that legislated against the people, friends. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Folks, this was the heart of a tyrant. How did that work out for him? Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. That was a good message to send, wasn't it, friends? Just think, the state-controlled narrative to oppress you and to beat you down with the use of the fear of your enemy, what do? They keep showing you videos of what? The Muslims decapitating people. Why are they doing that? Why don't you ask who's actually paying for the content? Because that's who they are. Okay, let's go to the guy that wanted to mess with John the Baptist, the greatest of prophets. None greater than him, born of women. Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ in the summer of AD 39 because he wanted to people please, just like none other than Pontius Pilate. Antipas's money and territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled. Antipas died miserably. Of course he did. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Big bad Pontius Pilate. No, this was ordained, friends, to happen. This is how Christ Jesus redeemed mankind, was through the cross. It was a demonstration of how much he loved us, not how weak he was. Not how weak he was, friends. He was willing to die the death of the cross, and he did it for me and you. How weak was he? Why don't you ask my father? Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under the misfortunes of the reign of Caligula in AD 37 through 41. He was exiled. Gaul and eventually committed suicide. Did you hear about that? No, of course he didn't. They didn't want you to hear about that, did they? Read Fox's Book of Martyrs, friends. It's all there. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ. Listen, America. Those who heard and rejected Christ, namely the Jews back in the day, were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD. What's happening today? They're rejecting Christ. the founder of the company, the America that we live in, friends. They're rejecting him, and you're letting them do it. Well, what does history teach us? Don't allow them to do that. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD, about 40 years after the crucifixion of Christ, the Passion, to the number of 1,100,000 Old English, beside those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, 2,000 were brought to Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured by the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. That's the history of those that touched the Lord's anointed. The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. So what did the Lord do? Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory. By the way, that means power under control. The Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings. God gave them over to what they chose, friends. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were destroyed and the whole city horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. So which one are you going to serve, friends? Corruption in governments? Or are you going to actually deal with corruption in government and make sure that Jesus Christ reigns? Because regardless if you do, it's either going to be the blessing or the curse. Choose this day whom you're going to serve, America, because I can't do it for you.
Well, let me read you this message we received less than a half an hour ago on our website. It says this: you all are the best, keeping us informed and up to date on all the lawlessness being committed in the world by the criminal, elite, wannabe, mallet-headed goof-ups.
That's
peace.
Right.
Goof-ups. Really,
right.
Goof-ups.
Yep.
Peace. P.S. Never give in and never give up. I want to make a plea to those of you who are out there listening today. Many of you have heard this plea many times, but I want to say, you are not going to find another ministry in the United States of America that's willing to speak the truth the way that we speak the truth, that's willing to put themselves on the line day in and day out, 6 days a week, through the radio, through events, through columns, through prayer, through the word, through pushing, through acting, to preserve our liberties, not only for our generation, but for generations to come, the same way that our founding forefathers did for us, and first and foremost, namely Christ did for us in this ministry. Some of you have heard this message, but you're still sitting there doing nothing. I remember the first sermon that Bradley ever preached was entitled, "It's Gotta Suck to Be a Spectator." This is not a spectator game, America. What we are dealing with in America today is real, and it's in our face, and it's only going to get worse unless we do something about the problems. Some of you are sitting there, and the Lord has blessed you financially with the ability to give, but yet you don't. Please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Well, we are asking for those of you who have the means, and maybe if you don't have the means, you're giving out in faith and stepping out in faith to support this work. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's many different levels of membership to choose from. Pick one that's good for you, and don't think below, think above. Think, how can I support this work? Because what would we do without the Sons of Liberty? I tell you what, this country would be a different place.
Hey, folks, it's time to prove our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Jesus' name, let's do all that we can do together, and let's see what He won't do on our behalf, friends, because He promised that He would not withhold it.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold Gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.